106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Heard about Blues Brothers Con? Big event at the old Joliet prison coming up on the 19th and the 20th. And it'll be Dan Aykroyd along with James Belushi. And you remember, of course, Elwood and Brother Z in Blues Brothers 2000. And we'll tell you how you can be part of the big event momentarily. Let's check in with Dan Aykroyd right now. Dan, I watched the original Blues Brothers movie again a few months ago. It really holds up. Great music, great car action. You and Belushi are wonderful together, you and John. So much fun. Have you seen it since it first came out in 1980? Is it bittersweet watching John?
A couple of times I've seen it. It is bittersweet, but his performance is impeccable. When he goes to write the check for the beer we drank at Bob's Country Bunker, that master of underplaying, you know, you really see his capabilities there. It's beautiful to watch him. And, of course, the star of the movie is the city of Chicago. We make it look great.
Mm-hmm.
And world famous. And today the Blues Brothers endures as a fan-following phenomenon. I just played with Jimmy, Brother Zurashida, which means Almighty God is my rock, and boy, we need him. Him and her. Now. So we played down there in San Antonio, Texas, which is a town that is devoted to the arts and culture and food. And we had Tajanos and Tajanos and Tajanas coming. The Latin following to the Blues Brothers is a phenomenon I didn't know about, really. And they were all wearing hats and t-shirts, and couples were coming, and also some Cherokee and Navajo tribe members.
Wow.
So, boy, if we're connecting with that constituency there, we've won our mission. Our mission from God is valid, you know. That's wonderful.
The genesis of the original Blues Brothers, Joliet, Jake, and Elwood, goes back to Saturday Night Live in the 70s. Where did the idea come from?
It came from me being in Chicago at Second City. We traded companies. They came to Toronto, and I came down here with Gilda and John. John went there. I came down with Gilda and Jerry Salzberg and Rosemary Radcliffe and the Toronto company. And I lived in Chicago for that summer of 74, the summer that Nixon resigned. And, of course, the night he resigned, I went on stage. Now that I've got a lot of time on my hands, I'd like you to come by San Clemente Dodge Chrysler. We have Dodge diplomats here, and I'll personally give you a demonstrator ride. Yeah. You know, and it was a beautiful night for satire when that happened, and we were in Chicago. But I was clocking the city. I was going to great clubs, Blues on Halsted, Wise Fools, the Checkerboard, and just really enjoying the blues artists, which I'd always loved. And then also the politics of the city, you know, the ruling of the Catholic Church and the power of Cook County. And there was a measure there where the county was going to, you know, time to tax all these institutions that the Catholic Church had all this property. It's got to be taxed, you see. And that's church and state, and that's not. And so that sort of burbled away in my mind as kind of an idea once Judy and John and I fixed the Blues Brothers in our minds after that first meeting in Toronto there where we met. But I had sort of a great background of the city. So it really started there in that summer of 74.
And then when you were a young guy hanging around some of the music clubs in Canada, in Ottawa, did I read somewhere that you actually jammed behind Muddy Waters one time?
I swear to God, that's a true story. Well, what happened was S.P. Leary, his drummer, left the stage and at a break. You know, the band took a break, and then when they went back to play, S.P. Leary didn't come back to the drum stool. So, Muddy Waters wanted to play. He looked down and said, do we have any drummers in the room? And I put in my hand. He brought me right up. I sat right down, and we started Hoochie Coochie Man. And then S.P. Leary came out after about a minute and, shooed me away. But I actually had my first professional experience as a musician and performer, semi-professional, working with Muddy Waters for a minute. Yeah, true story. That was at the Boo in Ottawa. And, of course, the Wise Fools, Kingston Mines. Where in the world can you get a greater blues experience than that? You go from one room to the other. There's always a band playing. Buddy Guy's Legends is great. I'm really excited about seeing Taranzo Cannon. when we at the fest there in Joliet,
mm-hmm.
and also seeing the conversion of the prison and having Judy and Jimmy there, you know, it's family, you know, that myth and what we created there is part of our family now, mm-hmm. and the city, we have a great affection for it because we touched the world with that that movie, and Joliet is world famous now, and thankfully the institution is converted to happier things, tourism, food, drink, fun, music, and that's what this is going to be all about. It's going to create business, and it's going to create jobs for performers and for staff, and it'll be a great local economy thing, and it could be an annual if it works this time. So we need everybody to turn out, mm-hmm. and believe me, you will be entertained.
August 19 and August 20, you can get tickets and all the information if you go to JolietPrison.org. More about that and more with Dan Aykroyd after a break. I think we may be sponsored by the Bass-O-Matic here, Dan, so hold on. We've got to honor those commercials, of course.
I love commerce. Are you kidding me?
WGN. They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
It's Blues Brothers Con at the old Joliet Prison, August 19 and 20. Tickets available at the door. Dan Aykroyd along with James Belushi will be there on August 19. Dan, when you were filming Blues Brothers in Chicago, did you have any problems shooting all of the car chase and car crash scenes?
No, because we had excellent, coordination with the city, with the police. Everybody was cooperative and on board about it, and we had excellent stunt drivers. You know, this is the time of, like, Hal Needham and Smokey and the Bandit. So we had some of their crew. We had incredible drivers, McCarty there and Huff were masters. They had worked with Hal Needham. They were inventing all kinds of ways to put cars in the air, to flip them and run them sideways on two wheels, and the pipe rail was really basically invented with them. So we benefited from the fact that they were at Universal as well, and we just took that knowledge with us. And we purchased about, I think it was 70 cars. They were wrecks from the Chicago Police Department. We painted them up as Illinois and Chicago Police, and we recycled them. We kept recycling them and made them, made it look like hundreds were wrecked. But we did pay for them, and the city got a lot of benefit. Jane Byrne was a champion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she allowed us to drive through the plate glass windows of the the Civic Center, and then but how great did Landis make that the city look? I mean, it's just it's a celebration of the city. It's a celebration of African American culture, which we owe so much to, because the music of the world today is really the greatest music's been created there, and it's just soothing now in this time to know we can put on a blues record, listen to a blues artist at a festival like we're going to have in Joliet. I'm excited about the young players that are going to come with their parents and who play keyboard and play harmonica and drums and all of it, and come and hear our horn section. I'm excited about some of the young players in the bands. I'm excited about the new artists that are coming up. They've got to keep the torch alive, and boy, we need this music more than ever. It's got humor in it. It's got it's got tragedy and humor. It's got life, and it's very soothing and rhythmic. Gets mm-hmm. everybody up dancing and moving. And this is what this is what the world needs right now. So it's going to be a joyous time there, in spite of the fact that there is some karma associated with the building where it's being held. But now we wash that all out with this time of a celebration, I think.
Well, hanging out at the Joliet Prison is going to combine two of your great loves, won't it? The Blues Brothers and law enforcement. Your Jack Webb delivery in the Dragnet movie was the best. Are you still enjoying Dragnet reruns?
When I can get them, absolutely, sure. And I watched about 50 of them to write the film, and some of the speeches are right from his own writing. I just lifted them, and his wife said I had him down pat. She said her name was Chloe Webb. Yeah, she said, you have him like right down. And that was a fun performance.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Yeah, and I enjoyed working with Hanks. I think it put him through the ringer that one a little bit, but he maybe not the best picture he was ever in, or me, but certainly the characterization was great, and there's some really funny stuff in that. Alan Zoibel and I wrote that. From SNL, you know, yeah, for sure.
A couple of your other favorites are Chicago folks, Buddy Guy, of course, and the late astronomer, Professor J. Allen Hynek, the UFO researcher. You're a believer, aren't you, Dan?
Well, back to my love of you just mentioned law enforcement. I took criminology, and I worked in the corrections service in Canada, the penitentiary service, writing a manual for prison guards. So, and I live in a penitentiary town where my old summer place is up here, and so that's always been part of my life. My grandfather was a Mountie, and I just think first responders do work that is, you know, up there with the angels. You know, they're right on the front line of making our lives better, and so I've always supported that that profession. But as far as the unexplained aerial phenomena, obviously they're hyper advanced machines that we don't make here on the planet. I think everybody can start to admit that now, and not look like a nut. And then the question is, who are the intelligent operators of them, if any? Now, you know, the association of creatures with these crafts is historical. Look at Barney and Betty Hill's story. They're very credible. And Travis Walton and all of these people who think or believe that they've been abducted, if you want to look at it that way. Personally, I believe their stories. I think they're very credible. So what we have to do is Bruce McAbee, the brilliant optical researcher who was a U.S. Navy commander, he's in the reserve, and any UFO pictures usually are sent to him. He analyzes them, and what he says, here's how we got to think of these creatures when they come here, if they come. Personally, I don't think they want anything to do with our horrible species, and they're going to stay far away, except for grabbing a cow or a human from time to time, and maybe more than one. But I think here's what Bruce says. He says, okay, here's the criteria we have to relate to them on. Number one, do they like us? Number two, are they indifferent to us? Number three, do they just absolutely hate us? And so that's going to determine a lot of how we react defensively and also psychologically and positively and embracingly. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have to prepare for some backyard encounters here. I don't know. Personally, I think they're going to leave us alone because we're horrid.
Well, keep studying. Keep studying those pictures from the Webb telescope. Before we let you go, Dan Aykroyd, I have to say your Tom Snyder was my favorite, and he was my favorite late night host, by the way, next to E. Buzz Miller, of course. Did you ever hear from Tom when you were doing your impression of him?
I heard that he liked it, but I stood next to him in an elevator at the Chateau Marmont once, and he was tall. He was about 6'6" or something, and he was in a black raincoat, and he'd just been to the liquor store next door. And I stood next to him, and he didn't recognize me. I looked up at him, and wow, you know, and I just let him. He looked like he needed whatever he'd bought at that liquor store. He needed to get with him. So he was in a black, long black raincoat, so I just let him drift out. But, yeah. Thank you very much for that, Bob. But who can forget the great broadcaster, Paul Harvey? What is Illinois? What is America now without Paul Harvey? And what is broadcasting without Paul Harvey? A man plucks an orange from a tree. It's in southern Indiana. Sure, there might be an orange tree or two down in some southern Indiana, but why? Was this one 7 pounds when it came out of the tree? More, this is Paul Harvey. Loved him.
Good day. Dan Aykroyd, he'll be part of the festivities, and tickets will be at the door, by the way. Or you can get them in advance, JulietPrison.org, August 19 and 20, Blues Brothers Con. Thanks so much for the time today. Dan, I'll let you go now so you can enjoy some of that Crystal Head vodka.
Maybe not so early in the morning, but there will be a Crystal Head booth there. They'll all be hanging around. So if you consume beverage alcohol moderately, we'll see you there as well. And it's going to be great to be back in the Chi-Town area. And, today you've got a nice, beautiful temperature. Your heat is broken, which is wonderful for a while. And the concrete beach should be full of people. So
great to have you back here. Thanks, Dan.
Okay. Take care, man. Thank you, Bob.